Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Max Raptor, your Butterford. And I say it is Friday the 13th. It is a good evening on a Friday the 13th. For most of you, you may know what Friday the 13th is. But for some, you may not know what it is at all. But I'll give you a hint. It's something like, wah-ha-ha-ha, maybe a black cat. Oh, maybe if you see a black cat walking around the neighborhood and you look at the cat and meow, you see this black cat, and the black cat comes and he says, oh boy, I'm going to make you a bad day. Well, today is Friday the 13th, and yes, my name is Max Raptor, the Max Raptor. So, today is that Friday the 13th where people do have superstitions. Some may have a superstition of the black cat when they look at it and see that their day might go bad. Others might even see this day as having a day of luck. Oh, wouldn't that be interesting if it was a day of luck for someone who sees it as that day of Friday the 13th? I don't know if you may have had luck today or not. Maybe you haven't even seen a black cat. Maybe, maybe not. There's also this thing they call knock on wood. When you knock on wood, you know, when you go, if you can hear, knock on wood, and someone tells you to knock on wood, that could be a superstition also. Or there's this also a thing that sometimes you might have once in a while on Thanksgiving. They call a turkey, and you get a thing in there called a wishbone. Making a wishbone may give you a superstition in yourself of having luck when you break that thing. Of course, there's always the thing of crossing your fingers. Of crossing your fingers so that things may not happen in a bad way. Or perhaps you've had the idea of sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Well, never mind. That's not a superstition, but that certainly is something. And also, there is the 666. The idea of the numbers of 666. That is also a superstition. Perhaps you have a superstition today on one of these days, as this is going through on the 13th. You'll probably be listening to it maybe any time and thinking back to this as Friday the 13th of the Superstitious Friday, perhaps. An interesting fact that I found out also was the no umbrella side idea for superstitions. And maybe you've heard that opening an umbrella indoors is supposed to bring bad luck. Well, I don't know yet. I have never done that. Because, of course, when opening umbrella inside, it's usually not raining. But that's up for you to decide. There's also some other things like don't walk under a ladder that I'd never heard of before. Well, who's going to walk under a ladder in the first place when it may fall in the middle of you, but that could be a superstition also from some people. So, safety first on that one. I don't think you'd want to sit in the middle of a ladder, but, you know, it might work. One other thing also is maybe a rabbit's foot you've heard of, those little things you rub to get good luck. This is Friday the 13th. I don't think I've found any rabbit's foot to rub. But maybe you have if you're finishing up finals or anything, going up to finals next week. And you have a good superstition, a good way of thinking you're going to finish that in a good way. Or there's even two other things that I found from a website from MSNBC.com about superstitions. It says, bad luck comes in threes. It says, remember confirmation bias? The belief that bad luck comes in threes in a classic example
A couple of things go wrong, and believers may start to look for the next bit of bad luck. A lost shoe might be forgotten one day, but seen...